لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على نبيه المصطفى وبعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني آدم خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد وكلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين. وقال الله تعالى أيضا: يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا ولباس التقوى ذلك خير ذلك من آيات الله لعلهم يذكرون. Alhamdulillah, through the infinite grace, through the infinite mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're here on another Friday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Islam, which is our entire way of life. The religion itself, it's a way of life which brings about the best form of human life, and by extension, society and community. I'll explain. Each individual in Islam has what we call fard ayn. Every person has something that every individual has responsibilities. For example, fard. You have your salah. You have salah, your zakah, your sawm, your hajj, your akhlaq. You've got every individual has a set of commandments that he follows. And we have, so that's the ayn. That's an individual responsibility. Then you have kifayatan. Then you have a collective responsibility and a communal obligation. An example of this is janazah salah. Janazah salah is not fard ayn. Not every individual needs to perform it. But if there are certain individuals within the community that perform janazah salah, the entire community is absolved, meaning it's done for the community. But if nobody from the community does it, then the community as a whole is sinful. So, again, to repeat, Islam is a way of life. And this way of life, it brings about the best human life and by extension society. Remember, individuals make a community. So we have individual responsibilities and we have communal responsibilities. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the rest of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa sallam, their purpose was to rectify mankind, was social reform. Meaning, when the societies were becoming distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they weren't fulfilling Allah's rights, the rights of the community, of society, then Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were sent to rectify and reconnect mankind to the Creator. For example, Shu'aib alayhi salam. Shu'aib alayhi salam, during his time, what were the people doing? Wa'ila madina khawam Shu'aib, what were they doing? They were cheating. When it came to transactions, when they wanted something, they would take in full measure. If it was, for example, a kilo, they would take a kilo. When they gave it to giving others, they would decrease that. Give them 900, this is example purposes, 900 grams or so. They would give them less. So they would cheat in their transactions. Shu'aib alayhi salam, when he came and he started inviting people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he told them about stopping this practice, what was the response he received? That, they said that we understand your command that you're of inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but does he also command that you interfere with our transactions? They restricted the commandments of Allah to only aqidah, to beliefs. And they left their mu'amalat, they left their transactions. So Islam and religions as a whole, as the our whole faith, it comes with a set of beliefs and practices which are not just limited to ibadat, but our social interactions. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions beautifully and succinctly, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I have been sent, my purpose of being sent is that I perfect noble character. I perfect this. And remember, we're not just referring to only akhlaq as in conduct. This is religion as a whole. Your salah, your zakah, everything. Islam is holistic. And this beautification of a person's conduct is a sign of increased iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا. The most complete believers in terms of their iman are those who are better in their conduct, in their akhlaq. Now, we've recently had a bit of sunshine, limited days of sunshine in this country anyway, but alhamdulillah for what we have. And during this, limited sunshine, it's not even hot, but you'll see people dress less. We see that outside, the immorality, the degeneracy, we see this. This is in complete contrast with our Islam. This shows a lack of modesty. They're displaying a lack of modesty. This is what they're exhibiting, their immorality. And one thing about our Islam, and I mentioned about akhlaq and khuluq, about character and conduct. Look at what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. إِنَّ لِكُلِّ دِينٍ خُلُقًا. Every religion has akhlaq, but meaning in the sense that it has hallmarks. Understand the hallmarks, meaning features. You know how you have certain places have certain signature things about them, really good features about them. So Rasulullah said that every religion has certain features. It has hallmarks, something significant, something, a signature about it. And then he mentioned, وَخُلُقُ هَذَا الدِّينَ الْحَيَاءِ. And the signature and the hallmark of our religion is our modesty. And remember, and modesty isn't just our exterior, our clothing. It's interior also. Haya is very, very holistic. It's also to do with a person's submission to Allah, that he feels ashamed to even disobey Allah. Haya is very, very holistic. And look at this. Haya and Iman. Look at the inextricability of this, how they're connected. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that innal haya wal iman, haya and iman are associated together, that if one of them is removed, so is the other. And they're concomitant, they're one entails the other. I'll explain. You remove haya, you're removing a person's iman. You remove iman, you're removing a person's haya. Rasulullah mentions in one hadith, da'ahu fa innal haya min al iman. There was one person, one ansari, who was encouraging haya. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, leave him. For indeed, haya is from iman. For you to display haya, it will be a sign of a person's iman. And haya is of two types, meaning in terms of innate and acquired. One is there's a natural disposition, a natural inclination that a person has to be modest. For example, children. So children are a good example. That even when they want to relieve themselves, you'll see them sometimes going to a corner to relieve themselves. It's a natural inclination that you have haya. Another example, actually, better one, is when Shaytan tried to beguile Adam alayhi salam and Hawa when they were in the heavens to try and make them eat from the tree so that the clothes are removed. As soon as this happened, يَنْزِيُ عَنْهُمَا لِبَاسَهُمَا لِيُرِيَهُمَا سَوْآتِهِمَا. As he did this so that their clothes are removed and their privates are exposed, straight away, naturally, وَطَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا. They began covering themselves with the leaves of the tree. Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, it wasn't taught. This was innate. This was taba'a, natural inclination. As soon as this happened, وَطَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا. They began covering themselves. As soon as this happened, and when their privates were exposed, after they ate from the tree, they began covering themselves. Naturally, this was not acquired. So number one is the innate type of haya. And number two is the acquired type of haya. The acquired type of haya is through beliefs, through environment, through habits. And this is what I mean by it's very, very, very holistic. Beliefs in the sense that many people can have haya, they can be modest, but for you to be completely modest won't be until you follow revelation. What has Allah commanded? Remember, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. Allah does not command immorality. So when people ask that why do we dress in a certain way, or why are we commanded to cover from navel to knees, or why are women commanded to cover except for their hands, face and feet, awrah wise, why this? Remember, morality is only known in light of divine revelation. That's how morality is known. So when Allah commands it, it means that it's moral, it's just. That's how our guidance comes from. And this is where the second type I mentioned. The first type is innate, second type is acquired haya, through beliefs, etc. And we have that, for example, male-female interaction. We know we can't interact with the opposite gender in certain ways. It must be if they're non-mahram, it needs to be a formal conversation. There can't be just like how you have a free conversation. There's no free mixing in that sense. But this is through revelation. And it's acquired. Now, if you want to look at an example, look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لم يكن نبي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فاحشاً ولا متفحشاً. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was neither immoral, meaning did he ever say something immoral out of a joke or something to make people laugh, neither was his character immoral either. Meaning he had haya about him altogether. And the next narration beautifully shows his character. That كان نبي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his haya was stronger than a virgin girl in her chambers. You know, when a person who's not interacted with the outside world and how shy they are, Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's haya was more severe, was stronger than that. That's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Now this is the opposite of what we witness today. You look outside, again I mentioned, it's not even boiling yet. Yet, we'll see people dress less and less. To the point, you'll see men dress more than women. To that extent. Number one, what's our responsibility? يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Allah commands, mentions لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, commands both the believing men and the believing women to, number one, lower their gaze. And number two, guard chastity, guarding our chastity. That's the first point about how do we deal with that. Number two, guarding our own awrah, guarding our own nakedness, in the sense that we are assigned certain parts which we must cover our own bodies. And yes, we all, when it comes to females, we're quite firm on that other than face, hands and feet needs to be covered. Yet, we see a laxity when it comes to males. Like even recent, a number of children that were coming in also, and I mentioned to them, that they're coming in with shorts, literally underwear equivalent shorts. For males, from navel to knee, it needs to be covered. Navel to knee. Remember, as I mentioned, these are commandments which we are given. They can't be exposed and they cannot be seen except by one's wife. That's the exception. They cannot be exposed, meaning you can't expose it, and neither can they be seen. This is something which is, you know, as I mentioned, haya is a part of a person's faith. Rasulullah mentions, مَا كَانَ الْحَيَاءُ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَانَهُ. There's no haya in something except it beautifies it. And there's no, when fuhsh enters, when immorality enters, that's when it destroys and it disfigures an individual, it disfigures that thing. These are commandments which we've been given. And it's growing. Even yesterday, you mentioned when somebody walked in, came in with underwear equivalent shorts. We're seeing a complete, we understand this is warm. Yet there are commandments that no matter what, in which situation, we do not forego the commandments of Allah. Navel to knees needs to be covered. That's just the minimum. Doesn't mean you walk around just with shorts on, covering from navel to knees, and the rest of your body exposed. That's the minimum. Alongside that, when I say navel to knees, this, I don't believe this is deliberate, but it can happen that sometimes when the shirts are not low enough and the trousers are not high enough, when people go into sujood and in ruku', their backside becomes exposed. Please, we don't need to see half the moon. Going, when you go to ruku and sajda, somebody should not see that behind you. Sometimes you might be unaware. I was going to say, so wear, if you wear it either higher and your shirt, try and bring it lower, in that sense that it's never exposed. To the point that if it becomes exposed, your salah can be invalid. It will become invalid. Remember, modesty is a part of faith, and I mentioned that when it becomes a part of something, it beautifies it. I'll mention certain rulings in the final message. Number one, there's a fard type of clothing. There's the fard type, which is that your awrah must be covered. Your awrah must be covered, so for males, navel to knees. For the Hanafi school, excluding the navel, but part of it must be covered or else the rest of it is going to be uncovered, including the knees. For the other schools, including the navel, excluding the knees. However, the other schools, majority agree that part of it needs to be covered, otherwise the others will become exposed. So cover your knees altogether. Also, just because that's the fard does not mean you relax, you just do that. If something is fard to be covered, it's wajib for it to be loose clothing. It cannot be extremely tight where that figure is shown. Yes, okay, fine, it might not be exposed, but the figure is being exposed. Yes, the actual skin might not be shown, but the figure is being exposed, which is makruh tahrimi to expose for women and males alike. If anything of a woman that she must cover is skin tight, then that's also problematic. Makruh tahrimi. Number two, the mustahab type of clothing, which is that which covers the nakedness the best. It's the most, the modern, what the scholars and what the pious at the time are wearing. Number three, the permissible type of clothing is anything which is adorning, something which looks good, provided that it's not worn to show off. The makruh type of clothing is that which is worn out of pride and to show off, those type of clothes. If one person wants to wear, إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ أَن يُثْرَى نِعْمَةُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ, Allah likes that He sees His bounties displayed. Meaning if Allah has granted you, then wear it. But there's a difference between showing off and displaying. There's a difference between the two. Final message, number one, that modesty comes from Sharia, comes from our religion. How do we morality comes from divine prescription, comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understanding that, and when this modesty comes into something, it beautifies it. مَا كَانَ الْحَيَاءُ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَانَهُ. Modesty, and it doesn't become a part of something except it beautifies it. And when immorality and obscenity comes in, شَانَهُ, it disfigures it. This is a part of it. Number two, becoming mindful of our clothing. Sometimes, again, I mentioned that it might happen that we are unaware because we're going to go to ruku' and sajda. So try and bring it up higher, the trousers, and if you're wearing a shirt, then try and bring that lower, ensuring that the knees are never exposed and that from navel, from that region, is never exposed either. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all true understanding and tawfiq, save us from all the fitna that are ongoing.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاح هيا للفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله الذي أنزل علينا لباسا يواري به سوآتنا وزيننا بزينة الإيمان أحمده تعالى وأشكره وأتوب إليه وأستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين كانوا للحق أنصارا وأعوانا أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله عز وجل وطاعته والتمسك بالسنة المطهرة إخوة الإسلام قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا الدين طريق الحياة وفيه إصلاح لنا وللعالم ولذلك بعث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق وقال أيضا إن لكل دين خلقا وخلق هذا الدين الحياء نفهم من هذا أهمية الحياء في ديننا وحديث آخر يدل على التلازم بين الإيمان والحياء حيث قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الحياء والإيمان قرنا جميعا فإذا رفع أحدهما رفع الآخر أريد الانتباه على الحياء الظاهر اليوم لأننا ندخل في الصيف والحرارة وإن كان قليلا يتأتي نرى كثيرا هنا يمشون كأنهم عرايا يكسون قليلا حتى الرجال يكسون أكثر من النساء خلافا للفطرة السليمة قال الله سبحانه وتعالى يا بني آدم لا يفتننكم الشيطان كما أخرج أبويكم من الجنة ينزع عنهما لباسهما ليريهما سوآتهما إنه يراكم هو قبيله من حيث لا ترونهم إنا جعلنا الشياطين أولياء للذين لا يؤمنون علينا أولا أن نغض الأبصار ونحفظ العورات العورة للرجال ما بين السرة والركبتين عند الحنفية خاصة دون الركبة مع الركبة دون السرة مع الركبتين وعند الآخرين مع السرة دون الركبتين والأكثر من العلماء يقولون بستر الركبة أيضا كي لا يظهر ما فوق ذلك قال الله تبارك وتعالى
يا بني آدم خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد، أي عند كل صلاة خاصة. وفقنا الله تعالى أجمعين لما يحب ويرضى. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.